Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our healthcare system represents the front line in the battle against COVID-19. How is it holding up here in South Carolina? Craig Self is with Roper St. Francis Healthcare, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
First of all, give us an overview of your hospital system.
Yeah, so Roper St. Francis Healthcare is a large not-for-profit regional health system based here in Charleston, and we've been serving the Lowcountry for a little over 167 years. We have 5,900 employees. We're Charleston's second largest private employer. We're approaching around 1,000 physicians across pretty much every medical specialty, four hospital system, and about 100 ambulatory outpatient care sites across five-county region. A little bit of our history, which I think is interesting, is our health system, as of January 1st of this year, is owned by a partnership with the Medical Society of South Carolina, which was founded back in 1789, and Bon Secours Mercy Health. And those two entities established our first founding hospitals. One was Roper Hospital, which was the first community hospital actually in the Carolinas that was opened in 1857. And then Bon Secours opened the first Catholic hospital in the state, the St. Francis Xavier Infirmary, back in 1882. So we have a long history of serving the Lowcountry.
And now walk us through how the healthcare system in your area has been, what the environment, the dynamics, what have you been experiencing since the pandemic broke out?
When the first case hit South Carolina back in March, we immediately stood up an incident command. You know, we've had emergency response command here to take care of things like hurricanes, et cetera, but we've screened about a little over 9,300 patients for COVID. We've identified over 360 positive patients, and we're running somewhere around 7 to 8 inpatients now per day and about 8 to 10 outpatients that our home health team's managing. But we're also experiencing a little rise on the outpatient side. So that's kind of what we've been dealing with and really addressing those issues, maintaining a high quality of care, managing our resources, like personal protective equipment, and then really trying to prevent the advancement of COVID in our community and advance community health. So those are things we've been focusing on.
And now what has the financial impact been on our state's healthcare system that you've noticed, I guess, from your point of view, you know, the business side of all of this, the physicians, the ambulatory care sites, all the facilities that, first of all, had to shut down non-essential services? What has been the financial impact?
The COVID-19 crisis has had a big impact on health systems and our systems, volumes and revenue. We've experienced a significant volume impact through May, and we believe our net patient revenues will be down more than $70 million this year. And we've spent, north of $70 million on additional costs tied to the pandemic, whether that's equipment, supplies, labor. But our volume has started coming back, and we're back to operating somewhere around 84% of budget and growing. We benefited from the federal stimulus relief, the CARES Act. We were able to draw down almost $13 million from that. So our financials are improving. We're opening back up. It's great to see care come back, and it's great that we can continue to serve the region.
And now just about every industry we've talked to since all of this started is expecting permanent changes after all of this. What, if any, are you anticipating for the healthcare system?
Well, I think there's really three big changes. One is the elevation of virtual care, telehealth, and not actually having to go to a physical location. I mean, at one point, 50% of our ambulatory visits during the pandemic were through telehealth. So I think the continued focus on telehealth, televisits, virtual platforms is huge, and that's a great change for patients. I think the second for us is how we prioritize capital and our dollars spent, investing in surge capacity, expanding our access points for people close to home, with primary care, urgent care, and then preparing really for the supply chain challenges, being able to continue to link our patients to the burn rate, how much consumption based off these patients, how we can have more of a community regional approach versus depending on international supply pathways. And then we're really working on securing and strengthening the supply chain locally, and with a focus on growing our percentage of supplier spend with local businesses, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. And that's really important to us as we try to pivot and change the supply chain and sourcing has impacted us during the COVID pandemic.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for the update.
Great, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Craig Self is the Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer for Roper St. Francis Healthcare, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.